let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. And our guest today is going to be Adam Schomer. Adam just finished producing. Actually, he is one of the main protagonists in a film called The Highest Pass. You know what? Let me read you what actually got me most interested in this film right here. Adam Schomer, The Highest Pass. Wasn't just about making a cool adventure film. On the contrary, Adam was looking for something more, something deeper. And as the saying goes, be careful what you wish for, despite the fact that Adam had never ridden a motorcycle. Okay, so this film's got everything. It's got adventures, got motorcycles. It's got the highest peaks and roads in the Himalayas. It's got gurus. It's got yoga. It's got meditation. It's got meaning, spirituality, you name it. Despite the fact that Adam had never ridden a motorcycle, he agreed to go on a motorcycle trip through the highest motorable elevation in the Himalayas. Motorable, that should be in quotes, because I've only seen clips of the film so far, but some of these do not look motorable, especially if you haven't ridden a motorcycle before or are not an expert in it. So it was downright crazy for him to go, having practiced riding a bike only 2 weeks before the trip. But there's good reason. And the reason is why I really love this film and can't wait actually to see it. And for that matter, can't wait to talk to Adam more about this, because I have a feeling that films have a bigger, more important role than where we place them right now. Whether they do or should, that's another question. I think they already do. So we're going to talk about all those kinds of things when we come back. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be back right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
What is the one thing that every man, woman, and child have in common? Life changes. Are you experiencing change at home, at work, at school, or in other areas of your life? Are you looking to make a change, maybe a new job or place to live? How about getting in on a conversation that matters? Join host Filippo on the top-rated BBS Radio Network show, Life Changes with Filippo, live every Monday night at 7 p.m. For more information, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com.
F-I-L-I-P-P-O, that's .com. That's my name. That's my name. And our guest today is Adam Schomer, and he's produced and is the protagonist of, or one of the protagonists of, a film called The Highest Pass. Now, you know, maybe I haven't seen as many films as the average American or the average person. As a matter of fact, I know that for a fact. Because there are a lot of reasons. One of them is there aren't a lot of films that attract me. And the reason might be is because to me, a lot of them seem meaningless. They don't seem to even have entertainment value for me. Seeing people killing each other and seeing blood spilled all over the place, and it's not entertaining. And I'm also wondering what kind of effect that has on me and people in general, because you're sitting there in a movie screen, everything's dark. I mean, in a movie theater, everything's dark, and there's this big image, bigger than anything else you see on a daily basis, bigger than life, unless you're looking at tall buildings or something like that. But in your current life, when you're sitting, like I'm sitting right now in the studio, looking at things, they're small. If we were to take this and put it on a big screen, that would be huge compared to what's really happening in my life. Then, of course, at home, we're starting to get bigger and bigger screens, and all of this imagery, I know, has an effect on our minds. So I think films have more importance than we actually give it, or somebody's giving it more importance, because why are we seeing so many films about fear? Is the audience asking for this, or is something else going on? Is somebody saying, hey, yeah, feed them fear? I'm not going to go there. But where I am going to go is this: whether or not people realize it, the films seem to, some of them seem to have more meaning than we normally give them as an audience. So some either don't have meaning, in my opinion. Of course, there's a meaning to everything, but some the meaning is not of interest to me. Like I said, the fear and the bloodshed and that kind of thing. But some of them, like, take E.T., for example. I remember being a little boy seeing E.T., and to me, I was little, and I was entertained, and I thought that was a really cool film. My brother was older, and he was into studying philosophy and all of that, and he tried to go into the fact that E.T. was kind of like, isn't that the Jesus story, he was saying, and making a correlation there, and then another correlation, and he was shut down by all the other people that were with us when we watched the film, the kids and the adults, like, oh, shut up, it was just a movie, oh, it was just for fun, oh, it was just, and the same thing happened when we went and saw Star Wars, and my brother's saying, you know, what are they trying to say, isn't this kind of like the mythical story, and he's like, oh, shut up, it's just a movie. Ah, you know what, as I grew up, everybody else was cool, my brother was not, necessarily. So I kind of went with them, and though I might not have said anything in my mind, I'm not, oh geez, there goes my brother. But everybody else I come to see didn't know shit. And I think my brother was right. There was something to E.T. There was something to Star Wars. There's something to a lot of this stuff that goes way beyond. And even the sports films. I've seen a lot of independent sports films recently. And they show this struggle. I mean, like even Rocky, you say, yeah, I see the struggles to survive. Yeah, that's great. And he did it and you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But there's more to that. What actually is going on in the mind of that champion during the struggle, after the win? I'd be curious in that. I'd be curious having a discussion, and I haven't seen too many discussions about that. What I liked so far about the highest pass is that Adam goes there. You've got motorcycles and they're crossing one of the most treacherous, highest roads in the world, and Adam goes there with his guru. What are you thinking? How can you do this in your mind? What is the process? What comes? And lastly, I'll mention one of the sports films I saw a couple years ago, and I don't remember, unfortunately, the name of it. It showed a bicycle ride, which was the hardest bicycle ride in the world, evidently, the longest, or I don't know. And it just goes continuous, and people don't sleep, the contestants, and it's a race. One person actually died, and one person is sitting there pedaling away, trying to get to the finish. And at one point, I guess he sees his life flash before his eyes and he wants to stop. And his brother-in-law says, no, remember you made me promise that I would make you get back on. And he said, no, I have a feeling I could die. And I don't want to leave my kids. I don't want to leave my wife. And that's what's more important to me. And his brother-in-law said no. And he's pushing him to go further. And the guy finally won out and said no. And then they asked him months later, after he was home, do you have any regrets for stopping the race? And he looked at his wife and he looked at his kids and he said, none at all. And these are the kinds of things that I like to think about and talk about. And Mark, of course, you know that because I think and talk about this stuff all the time. How do you think about it relating to films? Are you with me on that?
Well, you know I'm with you. This is a topic that's near and dear to me. I look at, you know, what we do as humans. And you talk about whether or not it's important or whether or not people think it's important. I think it goes so much far beyond what we know to be important in terms of impact. You think about how you grow, how you learn as a child, as a baby, especially before communication. And how are you learning? How are you being impacted? It's from observing. It's from listening. It's from seeing, right? And so you put yourself in these situations, or you are put in situations where you are learning and being impacted and being startled or being entertained, being made to laugh, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's that coupled with the fact that the history of storytelling is interweaved in so much of these. So yeah, your brother was spot on, you know. The creatives know what they're doing. They draw from a lineage of stories, or if they're trying to get across a certain emotion, or if they're trying to tap in to a certain belief base to draw an audience, you know. And unfortunately, the what matters to me discussion that you're having gets diluted by the machine and its need or desire to couple curiosity with profit. And that's really where a lot of those movies come from. You know, whether or not it's a fear discussion, that's a whole different show, I think. But even beyond that, just the simplicity of shock and awe in order to get people to stop and stare and tell two friends because they want to watch something that's different, unique, scary, whatever, that translates into dollars. And the dollars translate into power. And then so crunch all you want, you know, we'll make more.
Well, you know what? I hope this film, The Highest Pass, translates into dollars for Adam and everybody that's involved, because maybe that's a way that we can help start a new way of thinking of films, some more films like this. Actually, Adam's about to make more. Let's learn more about Adam. He had a bachelor's degree, still does actually, of science from Cornell University. And he set off after graduation to graduate from yet another prestigious university or another prestigious coursework. And that's Second City, for all of you who know, that's comedy, man, beginning his improv comedy career and going on to write and produce several comedic shorts and stage plays. He then wrote and produced the Becca and the Big Bubble TV stage plays, TV show. A mixed animation live-action children's show that aired on PBS and based on his award-winning children's book series by the same title. I mean, this is fascinating, from comedy to children's stuff to the highest pass, and we'll learn more about that in just a minute. I'm looking forward to having our guest, Adam Schomer, on our show in just a couple minutes. I am Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
A healthy new you is on its way, and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in Laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of Laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now@gmail.com. That's Laminine, L-A-M-A-N-I-N-E. Or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I've seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive, which include luminaries such as New York Times bestselling author Gary Zukav, Oscar-nominated actress Mariel Hemingway, Comedy Central's favorite Kyle Cease, international recording artists The Green Children, and radio and TV personality Shadow Stevens. Visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or join our community at lifechangesnetwork.com and email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or comment via Twitter at I Am Filippo and on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and our guest is Adam Schomer, producer and protagonist of the film The Highest Pass. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here, Filippo.
I love your energy throughout what I've seen so far, what I've read about you, and the short conversations you and I have. How do you keep that energy when the going is tough?
Well, the energy is always there, right? It's just a question of if I'm, you know, willing to tap into it, or if I feel like...
Ooh, good answer.
Thank you. If I feel like being, you know, self-pity a little bit, then fine, but that's my issue. You know, my teacher would say to me, he'd say, look, because I thought I would keep saying I have a lot going on. I'm producing this film. I'm riding in the film. I've never ridden a bike before. It's India, the chaos. And he'd say, look, everybody has a lot. You know, you just have the version of a lot. But somebody else, you know, as you mentioned, has a family back home and kids. And that's a lot for them to be riding right now and risking that. So very quickly, you know, put in my place of not thinking I had too much going on or that kind of thing.
Well, okay, so you're a young guy, and you're a funny guy. You used to play soccer. I'm trying to make the connection with all of a sudden how you end up with a guru and in India riding a motorcycle.
I played soccer at Cornell University, and while I was there, I started meditating and quickly integrated that into my athletic career. So yoga and meditation really helped me go from a fiery redhead to a more of a peaceful warrior redhead. And, you know, instead of emotional, it was just using all my energy to win games and score goals. Mm-hmm. So that's when it happened. And then it just kept being more and more a part of my life. And as you know, with improv comedy, it's really the yoga of comedy. It's being present, acceptance, playing with the moment, not getting caught up in the past, and just enjoying. So yoga kind of became the through line. I taught soccer for a long time to kids. I did use my engineering degree a little bit, but I found it a little boring. To be honest, I was challenged a couple times. And then eventually just made the transition more into writing and acting and producing. And this beautiful opportunity came after I had been studying with Anand in India for a few years. He said, hey, let's take this ride. And as you see in the trailer, you know, I was freaking out inside. I'm like, oh my God, I've been on a moped in India and crashed it twice. This is the locals are like, he's doing this? He's taking this ride? What, are you kidding?
You know, Adam, I'm sorry. Crazy doesn't come to mind. Another word does, though.
Well, yes, I know. But and it came to my mind, too. And I'm thinking my parents are going to think I'm an idiot. And they're going to be like, oh, you really had to die like this. You know, so smart. But in that moment, the love, the passion, the desire was stronger to be with my guru in the Himalayas. I had touched the Himalayas before and they called me back. And so I said yes. And it's not about necessarily not having fear, right? Because we'd never take the jump if we waited for that, but just having a little more love than the fear and a little more passion than that fear. And in that moment, you know, my space shuttle had enough to get past that gravity.
Nice way of putting it. You know, before we get into more of the film, let's talk about film in general, because you're obviously doing stuff for TV and PBS, and you're actually working on feature films as well, and another film, a couple So you obviously see the importance of film, and I'm just curious, you heard Mark and I talking about the importance of films at the beginning of the show, and I'd really love your take on that.
Yeah, I think just, you know, like Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey and these myths and stories that we have in our life are incredibly important. They've been passed down forever. And so media plays that same role at this point. I think it still should come from family and our elders, but media plays a big role in that. And as you guys were saying, sometimes a lot of them are devoid of any real meaning and instead just become more like a power jolt or a drug, when in fact what they're there for is to help guide us and lead us and show us a metaphor for ourselves. I think they're incredibly important and really powerful, really powerful.
Mm. Okay, so you actually were going to do this ride, whether it was filmed or not, but you decided to film it because?
Because in the spirit of yoga sharing, you know, my teacher shared the journey with me and said, let's go. We decided to share it with others and then said, hey, if we can film this thing, that would be even greater to share this area of India that not many people get to see, Ladakh, you know, called the Land of Passes, the Little Tibet. And, you know, we visit an oracle and we go through transformations that not necessarily everyone will be privy to in their life and places. So we figured if we can push ourselves enough and challenge ourselves enough to make this film, then it would be worthwhile and people would get a lot out of it. So, you know, that's the impetus to share. And it's I'm not going to compare myself to the Buddha by any means, but, you know, when the Buddha reached enlightenment, what was left for him to do but just share? So.
Yeah, you know, actually, one of the things I liked about this whole concept is that it's almost like motocross. You know, it has a sports element to it and an adventure element to it. And I have to laugh because one of the contestants, or however you want to call it, on this trip was riding with somebody else. And I remember. Yeah. I think I've been on a motorcycle twice. The first time I was holding on to somebody for dear life. The second time I was holding on to the bike for dear life until I hit a wall. So
yeah.
I'm thinking, does anything like that happen in the film?
Until I hit literally, or the wall of fear? What do you mean?
Oh, good one. I didn't even go there. There, you take it from there.
Well, I mean, we all hit walls in this film, 100%. We all hit something and the bikes go down, there's accidents. And, you know, I heard you guys talking about the guy on that bicycle ride across the world.
Yeah.
And how he decided to stop. And there's a very similar moment in this film with a guy named Eric who has a family and a life back home. And he's basically saying, I'm out of here. And because I don't want to risk that. And that's the wall that he came up to. And, you know, I'm not ruining it, but he stayed on and he kept, and he came to some incredibly beautiful realizations about where his own love or his own family, in essence, was keeping him back from himself. Just the way he was perceiving love, not them specifically, right?
Yeah.
But the way he was kind of holding on to it. And, it's a really beautiful thing to watch his journey in this too. And, everybody hits a wall. I mean, my bike went down probably 15 times. We don't show it all, thankfully. And everyone's dropping their – one guy didn't drop their bike. And I think that the guy – that was Mike. And he had Ariane on the back of his bike a lot of the time because there was a rider on the back. And, you know, I feel for you. It's scarier on the back of a bike, I think.
Well, the guy that didn't drop the bike, he was a stuntman, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So – So he's kind of used to it. Now, it seems to me like he's the one that should have been on this, right? He's the only one that should have been on this.
Yeah, he's the only one actually prepared.
You know who I felt for is like people. Sometimes people don't take this into consideration, but the camera people, they have to be up there too with you guys.
Oh my gosh, they're going through it almost harder because they're staying up late downloading footage and having to get ahead of us and leave before us and end after us. So, they're going through it. One of my audio guys I had to actually send home. He got altitude sickness. So, and then, you know, my main director of photography, Dean Mitchell. This guy is probably a better motorcycler than anyone on the trip. And, you know, sometimes he's one-handed on the bike and one hand with a camera looking backwards while riding these roads and filming us.
That's just crazy. And that's a whole other story right there. Everybody's got their story, and we're glad we're talking about this one. Adam, hang with us. We're going to talk a little more about it. I'm looking forward to that as soon as we come back. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
Today, experience the Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change. Written by Bradley Quick, author, producer, motivational speaker, and host of the award-winning radio talk show, The Quick Fix with Bradley Quick on CoolChangeRadio.com. Bradley's passion for life is evident in his book, written so you can experience health, find your purpose, and have more effective relationships. Beating insurmountable odds, overcoming death and being paralyzed, Bradley fought his way back so he could help you conquer your struggles. Experience increased health, vitality, passion, and purpose in your life right now with the Quick Fix, and read about Bradley's courage, ambition, and determination to live. Whether the issue is your thoughts, your physical body, or you just want to feel better and be happy, the Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, will change your life. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, take positive action now and receive a free guided meditation CD with your order. That's a $20 value free with your order today. Go to BradleyQuick.com. That's BradleyQuick.com. Take control and begin feeling better now. Get the book and free CD now at BradleyQuick.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. And now a public service announcement from E! News anchor Juliana Rancic for the National Italian American Foundation.
We're fighters. You know, Italians are fighters, and we have passion, and we take great pride in our work. I truly believe that if I weren't Italian and I didn't have my parents, who were the ultimate Italians, as role models, I really don't believe I would ever have reached my goal. I'm an Italian American, and I am so proud of it.
The Italian American heritage. Live it, love it, celebrate it.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org, or telephone 323-592-3181.
What is the one thing that every man, woman, and child have in common? Life changes. Are you experiencing change at home, at work, at school, or in other areas of your life? Are you looking to make a change, maybe a new job or place to live? How about getting in on a conversation that matters? Join host Filippo on the top-rated BBS radio network show Life Changes with Filippo, live every Monday night at 7 p.m. For more information, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com.
All right, we're back, and our guest is Adam Schomer. He's made a film, The Highest Pass. He's in it, actually, and he's also made several others. If you want to learn more about him and his films, and actually you can get the film, it's streaming, The Highest Pass, you can go to living.com. livingeyetoeye.com. Living I to I, and that's the letter I, the number two, and then the letter I again, livingeyetoeye.com. Actually, that's the name of his production company. That's pretty cool. You know, Adam's intention in his words is to unite through wisdom and entertainment. What could be better than that? Adam, before we went to the break, we were talking about all kinds of things. And again, what makes a young guy like you, like, come out of the chute and into this entertainment business, which has been up until now, and your help changing it, cutthroat and all about, you know, let's only make a film that makes money and blah, blah, blah. And here you are trying to unite through wisdom and entertainment. Where do you get that from?
You know, I think it comes from, after some point, the disenfranchising of what are we doing, chasing the dollars all the time or chasing security. And, just like in the film, instead of doing that, why not go towards something that risks what we think is so dear, the quote-unquote risks, and challenges us. And it just happens for me to be in this arena. And as you know, it's really important to be living it while you're producing it. And there's all these challenges, and you can at any point, be it post-production, start losing the message of the film even in post, if you follow me. If it's about getting over fear and going to love, you can't start making decisions based on fear in post-production either. Otherwise, we become hypocritical and just part of the same old system and kind of maximizing spirituality for money again. You know, so, you know, what motivated me, I think, is just an overall awareness at the beginning. And then we start doing our best to live that way. And, you know, in my case, it happens to be through entertainment, but it could be just serving coffee.
You know, actually, earlier you said something about, gosh, there's so much I can say on that. This is inspiring so much. But I want to take you back for a second when you said before the break that you fell about 15 times, but luckily you didn't show that. Was there anything that you didn't want to show personally, but like you'd rather not have to, but it's so pivotal or so important, you just got to show it, a side of you you didn't think you'd ever show or something like that?
Well, you know, thanks for bringing it up again that I've dropped my bike so often.
I'm sorry.
it's totally fine. Yeah, of course. You know, there's moments in this film where I'm blaming my guru and for where we are and the circumstances we are in. And, you know, I'm not particularly proud of that, but I think it helps show what we all do when circumstances go the wrong way. We look and project on the closest thing to us, especially if we think that thing's responsible. And so it's a very pivotal point in the film, and at the same time, it's you know, it's not something not a way I love to live my life. And the good thing is, when you watch a film 9,000 times, like I've watched this one, I get to know that pattern in myself quite well, and can catch it in other places in my life. So I can't run from myself when, you know, I've watched this film over and over. And to be honest, at one point, Filippo, Adam just becomes a character in the film. So I'm not too worried about exposing myself.
How interesting. How interesting. Without giving too much away, I would imagine maybe that point had something to do with you guys trying to get over a pass that wasn't even open.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, when we decide to go over something that's completely closed, but we're doing it anyway, you know, based on, hey, he says it's the time to go, and the mountains have said it's the time to go.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wow.
For the audience, it's important to know that, you know, not everyone on this trip had studied with Anand. Myself and another man had, and the other six people had not. So it's not a bunch of people that believe in Anand or are his followers. So there's a fair amount of questioning and of his decisions.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Anand is the guru that's also a protagonist in the film and that that Adam is studying with. Now, Adam, like we were talking about hitting walls figuratively and literally, there are so many questions that come up at each stage of the process, I am sure, in everybody's life, but we don't always stop to think about what's really going on here, or how's the best way to process this. How was the processing throughout this trip, And did you all do stuff with each other? Was it mainly in your own heads?
Great question. No, great question. What started with, of course, us coming together and bonding and having ceremonies and talking about our intentions on the trip and making sure we were solid and together on why we're doing it. And it's not to make it over the highest pass. And it is for, in essence, to grow, to find spirit, which to me would be going beyond our capacity. You get to see spirit, you know, you get to see growth. And to me, that's spirit. So there, you know, it starts with the foundation like that. And Anand does an amazing job of laying that foundation early on in all of us. And, you know, most of it's captured in the film, but of course we're at that foundation level for 3 days together. And then we take off. And throughout the film and throughout the journey, anytime we are a little bit off, Anand is there to basically help just remind us or shift us back to where we started, back to the love or back to the desire and what we really want out of this, rather than getting caught in the drama, in essence, you know, seeing the grace and everything. When someone does go down, there's the grace of that they didn't get hurt so bad, that they can actually keep going, rather than getting caught in, oh my God, I went down and I'm probably going to go down again. So there's a lot of that, a lot of it's done in a group, a lot of it's one-on-one with Anand if he sees somebody that really needs a little bit of a shift. And then, yeah, a lot of it's in your own personal meditation and looking at things. And when you're alone on the bike, even though we're in a group, you got nothing but your head going on there. After a while, it gets very boring, the same old stories of you flying off a cliff and dying. So after a while, you kind of turn that station off and click into something different, Filippo, you know, a little more joy.
Yeah, speaking of which, that called to mind a phrase I said, I heard during one of the clips that I saw, that the guru said, find more love than fear or something inside yourself. What was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, have more love than fear. Very simple. Very simple. It's not about, it's not asking to have no fear at all. That's too much to ask, to not have fear at all. Just have more love than fear. And I've showed this film to 11-year-olds, and that resonates like you wouldn't believe. 11-year-old, oh, I want to show my buddies, because I had an experience of fear this summer, and it's like, you don't need to be this perfect kid that's never afraid. It's just in those moments of fear, you know, drum something up, a little more love than fear, and take the plunge.
Changing the focus.
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't get enough, evidently, and we're catching you right in between. Actually, we're both getting on planes, but you're going to India. I'm going to sing. Very different, and yet you talk about, you know, you can learn it in a coffee shop serving coffee or something. So, so interesting with that, but you're going to film again.
Yes, and well, I mean, you know, with singing or with comedy, I've never been more afraid than when I first did stand-up comedy. I mean, God, talk about fear. But So we all start living our whole lives that way. Like, the fear becomes this beacon to, okay, there's growth around the corner. And yeah, we're heading back. I leave Monday, and we're going up the four sacred peaks, so Badrinath, Kedarnath, Tungnath, these areas of the Himalayas of India. Different road. Different altitudes. We're going to add in some hiking, some caving, some rappelling down, staying overnight in caves. So a little more mixed adventure. And the theme throughout it will be freedom. It's these four peaks of freedom and these things that keep us from freedom. And a whole new group. What's kind of going to be interesting is we have some people that saw the film, Filippo, and were so inspired that they wanted to come.
Ah, cool.
So there's a little bit of... who knows, you know, maybe it's like, oh, I saw the film and it's just like that. And it's never like what we see in the films, you know? So Adam did it, you know, Adam learned how to ride. So she's learning how to ride, just 6 weeks before the trip. She saw it at Wanderlust and decided, hey, I'm going to do this, and started training. So,
oh, wow.
We got some characters. Yeah?
And speaking of being inspired, those who are inspired, if they want to be part of or help in the making of, through financing or what have you, can they learn about the film and about your funding project at livingeyetoeye.com?
Yeah, I mean, if they want to go direct, they can go to thehighestpass.com. And, you know, not only will they see this current film, but they'll see what we're doing in the next one. And people that donate to this next filming will get the current DVD. They can get the book, The Free Life. They can get the series that we're making. And this film is actually, I shouldn't say film, we're making it into a six-part series so that, you know, we're more in people's homes on a weekly basis. And this media that we've been talking about can have a little more meaning, can stick in people's lives a little more, and we can go deeper into what we're talking about here, which is the teachings and the transformations of the people. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
I'm looking forward to seeing that and to seeing you next time you are back after a successful trip in filming in India. Thank you, Adam, for being on the show. TheHighestPass.com and LivingEye2Eye.com. Adam, it's been a pleasure.
I wish I could talk longer. It's been great.
It'll be fun. We'll do it again, I'm sure, on some level. Take care. Have a great trip.
Thank you. See you.
We'll be right back with our producers, Rap and Mark LeJour. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit LifeChangesWithFilippo.com and click on our representation page.
What is the one thing that every man, woman, and child have in common? Life changes. Are you experiencing change at home, at work, at school, or in other areas of your life? Are you looking to make a change, maybe a new job or place to live? How about getting in on a conversation that matters? Join host Filippo on the top-rated BBS radio network show, Life Changes with Filippo, live every Monday night at 7 p.m.
For more information, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com.
I am Filippo, and this is our producer's wrap after a great interview with Adam Schomer. Mark, thanks for inspiring having him on.
I think we need more people like Adam on this planet.
You know, and I love that we're helping bring this about. Talk about shifting focus instead of talking about what, you know, kind of is on the big screen in some other places. I'm glad we're putting more attention on these kinds of films.
Well, that's, you know, that's just something, as we said at the outset, that's very close to, I think, both of our hearts. And it's really, you know, the essence of the discussion supports the why in terms of how Life Changes with Filippo came along, why we have the discussions, why we're trying to bring this kind of content and doing just that, shifting focus.
Yeah, you know, actually, it's funny. Recently, you've recommended a couple of films to me that I've actually seen, and some independent ones also that like Timothy, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, right? Which ironically is Disney. And then I went to go see what was it? The Intouchables, a French film, and there's this other one now I want to see. I think Searching for Sugar Man or something like that. And it's like these films with meaning are out there, positive and inspiring. And so I'm again glad we're putting the focus on it.
Well, there's so many out there, and I think people would be stunned to, and maybe not so much anymore would they be stunned, because the internet has certainly brought a lot of this forward and raised the access or awareness for so many films. And you've had, you know, certain smaller, low budget films break out and reach mass audiences, like The Secret or What the Bleep, or, you know, films that were at the time very esoteric. But even on the more mainstream level, that whether it's documentaries or dramas or sports films, there are so many wonderful projects out there, and that haven't in the past been able to make it through the machine in terms of distribution, getting to feature film, getting to DVD. It's a very controlled business. It can't be, it isn't any longer. And you have, you know, some wonderful new tools that are empowering the filmmakers that are being birthed. Like our friends at Yekra, you know, doing some major, you know, amazing things, to empower this process and let people, you know, find the projects and then make their own decisions as to what they want to watch and what they want to take away from it.
Yeah, speaking of what people want to watch, and I understand that the old way of doing, well, I don't know if I understand the old way of doing things, but there was a way of doing things, and so much money gets spent to make a film, and they can't have a flop, and they kind of do things the way they've known them to be successful in the past, which doesn't always necessarily work in the future. But it just seems to me that all of movie executives need to do, and I don't pretend to know their business, but is look at YouTube and look at the millions of hits funny stuff gets. I mean, people are wanting to see the funny stuff. And not just stupid stuff, but actually clever and creative and humorous.
Well, this goes right back to that other discussion that you were alluding to at the outset of the show, which is, you know, the use of fear, the use of certain storylines and subject matter, which seems to create a certain culture or controllability or anything like that. You have to wonder, because I think at the end of the day, if people have a choice, they want to be happy. They want to smile. They want to laugh. They want to feel good, right? It's pleasure over pain. So I think, you know, picking the two, you know, or choosing between the two, you're more likely to choose. And YouTube has proven this out, and certainly other tools on the internet have certainly proven this out, that people will tend to gravitate towards something pleasurable. What's odd psychologically is that there has been a bit of a conditioning where people almost think that they are achieving that pleasure or happiness from watching some of those painful pictures, because it's been part of a conditioned response. So I really think it's a much deeper story and discussion, because you get into, you know, the psychology and the programming of what, you know, people have grown to become used to.
You know what I just thought of when you said that, Mark? Women that are in abusive relationships, or children that get beaten by a parent or an adult, and they think that's love. They've grown to think that's love and miss it when it's not around, even as hard as it is to do.
Yeah, very, very, very true. In not only domestic, but child abuse, especially in younger, you know, the child abuse situations, that these kids don't know the difference. So they're formulating at a very deep level their understanding of love and attention and even camaraderie and things of that nature. And it becomes very skewed because, you know, when you start with a blank slate, you start with a blank canvas, you know, that's all they have to work with, or that's all they have to go on, is the experiences that they are piling up, or, you know, they're growing through. And it goes even, you know, deeper into some of the neglect cases of the orphans, and how, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day who had a adopted son, or I think it was a friend that had an adopted son that had been neglected for, I think it was the first 2 years of its life, basically had very little contact, very little human contact. And this child had a very different way of relating. A very distant, very kind of disconnected way of being. And he's, you know, 12 or 13 now, and in some aspects functions as a normal boy. But yet you can see there is a very different program running.
You know, Mark, and that brings to mind something you were talking earlier about being children and learning things. You know, babies in a mother's womb, or even babies that are born, if in the background on TV, or if a mother with a child goes, pregnant mother goes to watch these scary films, or these films where people are murdering each other, et cetera, or shooting and all that violence and all, whether, even if they don't see it, especially even if they don't see it, if that's in the background, they're used to that kind of noise, that kind of trauma, that kind of drama. And without it, you know, they come out of the womb, it's almost like they're addicted. They've got to have that noise. Otherwise, they can't sleep, or they can't, quote unquote, live.
Yeah, very true. It's, you know, the conditioning people, you know, have long thought, at least in the past, that, you know, conditioning starts after birth. But, you know, there's some amazing stories. I have, another friend that, has a son who's probably now 18 or 19 years old though, but she used to sing him the same song while he was in the womb. And she mentioned that one day they were in the car and he was probably 3 years old, and out of nowhere he sung this song.
Oh, wow.
The words, and sung it as if he'd heard it. She doesn't recall having given him exposure to that song since he was in the womb. And
it
was blowing. And so then you think about what is said, what is shared, what arguments happen, what love happens during that you know, gestation process, that growth process, and, you know, what effect is there when we are in a kind of an ignorant, we meaning people that don't know during that phase, are in that ignorant state of, well, they can't hear, or they're not here yet, or, you know, whatever the kind of underlying belief is.
Wow. Well, thanks to us and shows like us and people like us that are out there doing this, we're not ignorant anymore on these kinds of subjects. I'm glad we had this conversation with Shomer. Thank you, Mark, for inspiring it as well, and thank you, Dorothy, for making it happen. I want to thank you all for being with us, and remember, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and as life changes, we're here with you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.